Hello. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. I'm Kathy, your co-host, and today is February 16th, 2013. Ron Amatronk here, and he has some healings lined up for you, and a really great show, plus a trip to the Creation Lightship, a place where we visit the light beings escorted by Ron and have them clear out densities from us. And we get to visit all the different light beings who do the healing. So welcome, everyone, and welcome to Ron. Hi, Ron. Are you there? How are you?
I'm good. Been seeing a lot of kind of strange stuff, like after the expo and things. So I'm working with right now a gigantic timeline, the way it looks. It's like a big, gigantic cable. You could think of it as fiber optic or something like that. I really can't say how large it is. I don't have a perspective. I'd say probably maybe a third the size of the Earth, kind of. It's about almost cut in half, maybe a little bit past that. And it's bringing in programs here. So I've been working with this for the last probably 3 or 4 days here, terminating it. It's bringing in blue energy. So this timeline, this massive timeline and connection is going to people. Once it's eliminated, it should make you feel better in the next few days, I would hope. So that's what I'm doing right now. Talking to a few people about timelines, where things happening. So I'll just kind of describe what I've seen. Like we talked about a person at the expo, you know, with change. If you haven't listened to the last program or so, but the person wanted to get bought something, had the exact change, which is $3.99. The clone that was taking the money didn't know how to count the change, probably, so they couldn't figure out what 99 cent was, so they wanted to have a dollar in place to give change back for a penny. That's one strange thing. Another one is a person hurt themselves walking down some steps. Timeline probably shifted. Their foot wasn't making connection with the timeline or slid away or something, and they hurt their shoulder. Another person I heard about was on a skateboard, stopped, and put his foot down to maybe rest, I would guess, you know, how you have one foot on the skateboard and one off. And a person watching kind of sounded like, the way it was described, like maybe his left foot, like went into a big hole, and he wrecked his knee. So, what I'm seeing is that these timelines, if you live your life like normal, like you used to do, you're probably going to have a timeline that's not completed in front of you. You're going to still see it, but it's not solidified yet. So it's kind of like airy fairy. So you probably want to run your daily life maybe about maybe one third less than normal for whatever you do, to let the timeline catch up with you. Otherwise, you might be jumping into a timeline that's not even physical yet. It looks physical to you, but it's not solidified. Another person was talking about watching their TV, and all of a sudden on the screen, the body was one place, and the head of the person was in another, and then instantly it kind of like popped back into shape, I guess, so that the head conform to the body. Now, that's pretty weird to see something like that. Have the head in a different location, maybe to the left or the right of the body. So that's just a really good way of looking at what's happening. If anybody out there has experienced something like this here, you might want to call in. But I would just say for everybody, just be extra cautious now, whatever you're doing. Maybe look more than once when you do lane changes. Just know that if you go at your normal speed of whatever you're doing, like from the past, you may find that there's nothing there to catch you, you know, because the timeline is just like you're going through the hologram. So that's the way I would kind of perceive that. So the hologram is created, but it's not solidified, and you're seeing it there, but as you're moving forward, all of a sudden, you're like in space, but you're still seeing the hologram, and all of a sudden, you could have a problem, an accident or something, you know, happening to your body, because you're used to running at a certain speed, but the timeline isn't created yet. So it would be much like when you go on net, and maybe you load the Netflix, or you maybe go into YouTube, and sometimes you're watching the movie, then it kind of like freezes, and then it has to get more memory or more downloads, and then it takes off over again after maybe 5 seconds or so. This is what you're dealing with. The same process with living here. So anyway, things are different. And what I'm saying too is, like at the expo last weekend, I had to really talk slow to the people and pull my energy completely back because the clones don't know how to listen. And one person I had was talking to him in the aisle, and they just couldn't figure out what I was saying. So I had to actually talk really slow because your program probably didn't have word recognition put into it yet. So anyway, if you notice that, give a call in tonight. We'll be going to the light ship probably in about 10 minutes. So back to you, Kathy. You see anything strange out there or weird things at the expo last weekend when you were there?
Well, I always have seen strange things and odd behavior in people. But I didn't know at the time that that's because they were clones switching out or dropping in. But it does make perfect sense. I think I told you a story about when a friend and I went to a well-known coffee shop, and like you, having to speak slowly at the expo, we had to repeat our order 3 times. And here they are, trained to take the order, and it was just one item, and they just couldn't get it. So it was a young person, but... you want to think maybe it's because they were distracted, but there was just really no explanation other than possibly a clone had jumped in and didn't understand what we were asking for. It's a typical thing. Wasn't anything unusual at all. So things like that are kind of things that make you wonder. And now I do want to say that I attended the expo, most of it, and it was really great to hear you there, Ron, and to see you and to be in the light infusion chamber. And something remarkable that I want to mention, I didn't get a chance to tell you at the time, was that when I was driving to the hotel, I did feel like I was sort of in a different hologram, kind of a space. And I felt like my car was sort of like being catapulted, not really on the freeway. And that was kind of odd since I was driving through a really heavy hailstorm, which we rarely get here in Southern California and Los Angeles. It was coming up from the San Diego area, and I thought, wow, I wonder if that hailstorm is going to be over by the airport, because I knew a lot of people were flying in for the expo. And the expo was at the Hilton Hotel at the airport. The funny thing is that when I rounded a corner and I saw the in front of me the Century Boulevard, that's the long street, that's where the hotel is for the expo, and the airport, the international airport in Los Angeles, amazingly the entire sky was completely clear and sunny, like a whole different weather, and I had just come out of a pulverizing hailstorm. It was kind of a freaky hailstorm, but I wasn't expecting to find complete sunshine and no clouds at all over the hotel and the airport. And I was really glad to see that. Go ahead.
And what I put on at the expo is I put on the, I didn't do the gray sky, but I did do the alien head connectors.
Ah.
I put them on, so that could have stopped some of that too. The what I'll probably talk about a little bit is the blue energy. Blue energy, I think it's from Orion. I've been battling the blue energies for probably, I don't know, 9 months now or so, I would guess. And that's connected to Orion. The Middle East has blue energy underneath the pyramids or in the pyramids, underneath the tunnels there, et cetera, where the aliens live. So that's kind of what I've been working with, getting rid of that. And what I will say, too, is you may want to be cautious when you enter into a different town, because the town might be on a whole different timeline. So sometimes you're driving and you see a sign where it says, you know, welcome to so-and-so or whatever, you know, as a town changes and you just see where the boundary line is. So you may just be a little more cautious as you go from town A to town B, because it might be in a completely different alien timeline, and you may find yourself having situations. Not to people who have done also the Galactic Federation clearing, getting rid of the aliens off of you from the abducting, and they like that one a lot. So, anyway, if you have any comments on anything paranormal, like what we're talking about, timeline shifting or feeling weird, I'd love to have callers. And also, you know, like if you noticed anything happening to you in a positive manner, you know, by doing that Galactic Federation clearing, getting those aliens off of you that are controlling you through mind-controlling transmissions. So you can call in, and we'll go to the light ship probably about halfway through the hour here. I'm going to energize the light beam real quick here and bring in some light there. So here we go. Bring it up on your monitor screen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And then, you know, we had an email sent from someone. It's actually on Yahoo, too. I guess when the Pope resigned or something, there's a lightning bolt that hit the top of the Vatican. That's kind of in the, used to be on Google. That was quite interesting. Very possibly, maybe another alien race didn't like what was happening or wanted to energize the new energy there for the Vatican for a different timeline, so they probably gave it a thunderbolt of energy there. That's what it could be. Then there's also that meteor they claim in Russia. I think it's probably an alien ship that got shot down. That's what it feels like to me, more than a meteor. I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy, see if you have anything that's come through on CLS questions.
Please send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have it open, and I'll be watching for them. And looking at the fast chat right now, some people are mentioning that they keep the gray sky clearing going all the time, and that really seems to help clear up the sky. And someone was asking, too, if you could explain about some fireballs that have been in the sky the last few days, Ron. They weren't, I don't think it's the meteor.
Right. I don't know. I haven't seen a picture of it yet, so I don't know. If I saw a picture, I could probably relate to it. But I don't have a picture in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to email picture of that, if that's available. I can probably look at it throughout the show here, but you want to send it to CLS questions. But the main thing is that I think we have aliens competing for everybody again, and that's probably why the timelines are goofy also. So, where are you on your timeline?
I think we've got a caller right now, Ron.
Hey, sure.
But before we take the call, I just want to mention that a couple people are saying that they went from freezing cold weather to summer within a day. And that happened here in Southern California, too. Okay, so that's another timeline change, and weather is really going kind of strange for the season. So thank you, caller, for waiting, and welcome, and please state your name and question for Ron.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Janice.
I have a question for Ron. I was just wondering, he was talking about when you are driving along and going from town to town and you feel a shift, you know, what is the best thing to do? That did happen to me today, actually. I had taken a bend. I was just driving along, and lately when I'm driving, I'm just constantly doing the Now I Increase My Life Force Energy and keeping myself in the Creation Light Ship. When I took the turn, I felt like I ran into a brick wall of energy, and my head almost even bounced back. It was like a huge, like, dizziness happened, And I just took a good breath, and I'm like, wow, I just drew something. So that was, to me, pretty incredible. And I was just wondering, what's the best thing to do other than keeping yourself in the Creation Lightship Earth timeline, Ron, when you feel that energy? Like,
I'm actually looking at that as you mentioned that, yeah. If you feel that, you might just try doing a U-turn and getting out of that area, and then go into it again, because I think the energy is at such a different frequency, it makes you just feel really weird. So if you go into it again by going out and coming back into it again, it might be more body compatible. That's kind of what I'm picking up.
So actually just turn around and drive out of it and then drive to it again?
Yeah, what I do is just drive out of it because you already got hit with it. But your body's not compatible yet. It's trying to process and getting hooked up to another timeline, which you probably don't want to do, but you're going into that town, so that town is controlled by a timeline.
Because
you're buying something there or doing something there in that town. And so whatever you buy there in that town has a frequency of the timeline hooked up to it, which makes it very interesting. Let's just say that you went out and you bought, just say, some tomatoes. And maybe you bought some tomatoes in town A, then you bought some in town B just for a check here. You might find that one tomato might be more compatible to you than the other. As you go into a different timeline, find something there, it might be a whole different frequency from the city or even county where it's hooked up into, or even state if you go across the state line. And it may not be compatible to your body because you're not on that timeline, because they're trying now to segregate timelines to put us more into a confined area, probably for your own city where you're living. Might be like what they talk about, sort of the concentration camps or something. Very possibly they're trying to do it, through the alien timeline to keep people locked into a certain consciousness in their town. Well, you're sort of like in prison in your own little town there of whatever is going on there. So that, just kind of throwing that out, where you can probably all connect some dots to that if you have felt different areas strangely. I just wonder what it's like to be in Lower Florida, where it's Alien Central, where everybody comes in there to visit, to get hooked up. I just wonder what that's like in the southern part of Florida. Well, that would be, that must be pretty chaotic, I would imagine. So back to you, I guess, Janice or Kathy.
Well, I do have one more thing to share. I don't know if it was on the same roll that it happened to me today, but the other day I was headed north again. I felt like I was shipped timelines, and two vehicles appeared, and they made all the traffic slow down. And one was a electrician truck, and it was following another electrician truck. And I had pulled off into a gas station, and I went to grab the pump to pump my gas, and these two vehicles had, like, almost brought the road to a stop, and I was watching them because it kind of, like, came out of nowhere. And then when I went to take my gas pump and I put it into my car, I looked down for a second, and I looked back up for a second, and the two vehicles were gone. And I'm like, oh, wow. They appeared out of nowhere, and they disappeared out of nowhere. And that was pretty freaky.
Very interesting.
That's the worst stuff that's happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, maybe they got into the wrong timeline, like we're talking about. Maybe they landed and they go, oh, made a mistake. Maybe they're in a different city now, or had to move out to a different location. That's very possible, But they may have landed in the wrong place and they didn't have the energy to sustain life there. That's kind of what I'm talking about. It'd be like each city might have their own life force energy on that timeline, and it may only attract certain people there now, or maybe they're getting locked into that timeline. What I noticed when I did my workshop where I brought in light for the clone replicas, the true clones, a lot of the people actually felt it, where they looked like they didn't have any clones in them whatsoever. So I think the clones now are kind of like riding on your back, waiting for you to goop up or something or make a mistake so they can kind of take over the body, kind of like the body snatchers, you know. I think they're probably hanging around us waiting to try to come in. And so when I gave, maybe some did come into some of the people a little bit. So when I did the put in a brand new spirit into a clone body, and also the spiritless side of your eyes, both those spirits, people actually felt a complete shift in consciousness. And they looked perfectly fine before because they weren't cloned out. So I guess back to you guys.
Well, I'll sign off now. Thank you for your input, Ron. Bye, Kathy.
Thanks for your observations, Janice, and for calling to share those. Some of these things can sound kind of strange and unsettling, so please remember that Ron has activated the light being for us to use and will transmit some peace energy to us as we listen and try to stay heart-centered to the topics being discussed. And, Ron, I just got an email from someone who sent you fireballs in the sky photos. So I'll forward that to you.
I'm sending it out right now.
Oh,
I saw the one on
thank you very much.
So I am looking right now on these pictures here to look at it. So.
Okay. Okay, great. Are you getting any ideas of what they could be?
Yeah, I'm looking here, so I got the second one on, trying to see that the, you know, still feels like ships to me coming in. The one that that was like a blaze moving with a big streak, I think that was shot down by the Russians. That's what it feels like to me because it went over Russia. This one here, I'm looking at Japan. Let me try, click the video on this one here. Let's see, this one's Japan. Yeah. Doesn't feel like it's any kind of thing that they're talking about. Fireballs, yeah, but for them to explode like that, it's not really going to be. Yeah, I'm going to stop it there. Yeah, something coming in. What even has some residue? What I think it is I think they're doing some alien wars out there. And you're actually seeing ships, you know, coming down. This one has some really strange clouds here. It's Japan fireballs. I'm at like 29 seconds into this here. It's 33 seconds in length. But it lights up. It looks like about 27 seconds, and you probably could all have it here. It was, looks like it's from YouTube. As it comes down and lights up, you can actually see the clouds change. I'm going back here to slow working here. Anyway, it lit up, and then all of a sudden, you could see like an alien face there momentarily. There we go, 28 seconds. Oh, yeah, right there, 29 seconds. When you go to 29 seconds, you can actually see a face in the background. So, just look closely, everybody. But yeah, it is. I think it's an alien war going on, and you're seeing the, you know, the stuff coming down. In fact, if that's the case, let's do a clearing here for the aliens that you know may have problems here. They have a spirit in them, even if they are in darkness. If they do have a spirit of light, we can help them out. So here we go. And if they don't have a spirit, but they need some help anyway, maybe they're floating around the Beyondo, not knowing what's going on, we can help them. Here we go. This will be a clearing for the aliens that have had their spacecrafts it's, you know, terminated. Here we go. So one, you might actually be able to sense him leaving here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you, Kathy, to see if you felt the energy there. Remember, the aliens have a choice to come into the light. And since they were probably shot down, even if they're, in a sense, a bad alien or something like that, it all depends, you know, what got them, but they do have a chance of coming to the light. And also, it's possible that they could actually be worked with to revive them, to have them go back into darkness again. But they won't be able to come back here, you know, anymore, if that's the case. Remember, sometimes things against their free will get them, too. So they're in the land or the territory of light where you can't interfere with free will, free choice. And that's how the light can come in and help them. I've worked with a few aliens a while back that were from darkness, but they needed some help. And so I actually did some, just medical work on them. And one female, and then they left back into darkness, but they did have the chance to see what light was. And maybe they'll decide to come back into the light later on. But that's where the light works. Anything that comes into the light does have a chance to come back into the light again. The ones that I saw there were probably shot down. It doesn't feel like, it felt like an alien war more than the military stuff to me. So it's just two alien races fighting, and so I will help them out for that. Even though they shouldn't be here, it's just a way to help out another life form. So back to you, Kathy.
Gee, Ron, that's really great to hear. The light is just so non-judgmental and non-discriminating, and will help all who offer the light to them anyway. That's just an amazing story. And some people are asking in the fast chat for that link. I don't have it. I can't post it into the fast chat. It's real long, but maybe the person who sent it can do that. And then you can see the fireballs for yourself. So I know you wanted to go to the light ship real soon, Ron, but maybe we can take one quick question from a listener who's been patiently waiting a few days for the answer. The person writes, Ron, on December 20th, for a whole month, their internet was unavailable. Tried real hard to get it back and couldn't. And so it was off for a month. Was this a deliberate attack to keep this person from the light ship, or was this just bad luck? Couldn't do clearings.
Well, I'd say, you know, for that long, it was probably something interfering. So I would say it would probably be something against your free will, so it probably would not be an accident. Too bad. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. Oh, this only works live on the program. And you bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. I'll do six different energies if somebody wants to type in something, if six people want to type in a request. So here we go, going up. Right now, animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And if you're listening to one of our archives and, you know, you're listening to the Saturday show here, then you're just going to feel some wonderful peace energy. So here we go. Upon the light ship now, we're going to go to the silver room. And this is good for internal healing and stuff, going to the hot tub. So one, two, three, four, and five. Just enjoy this energy here. And going into the white light room, here we go. So stronger, and request healing, stronger, one healing for tonight, stronger, stronger, stronger. stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'm going to the crystal room where there's a lot of amethyst right now that I'm seeing. And there's also some glowing red crystals, too. I don't know what it would be or what they are, but they look very, very beautiful. And this is for detoxing, so again, request healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go to where the birds are. This is the birdie room. And big birds, small birds. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And going to another location. And we'll go on to where they have the food court. And we can get nutrition there. So request what you might need. And you're going to feel yourself get energized. You'll put our hands on the golden plates also, and I'll count to 5. You're going to feel the energy surge through your body a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Just kind of experiences here. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room which has the disc that you stand on. We'll be in the orange disc right now, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one final room here for people that requested. We'll go into where they have detox. And we're going into a silver water energy. And you're going to feel that. This is the hot tub room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to go into a room that has the deer energies, little small deers, and it's very, very nice. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room that has the floating magnets. We'll be doing this tomorrow, too, on the call. The floating magnet room. Tomorrow's an 8-hour call. We're at a critter, so we'll go in there too. So here we go. Floating magnets around us, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll come back from the light ship now. And we're coming back down with our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, hope you enjoyed that. And what you people might do is make a sign-up for your room, maybe, in your bedroom. And when you wake up, you know, check what timeline you're on. See if you're on the same one as yesterday. Because sometimes you could go sideways, maybe, and maybe just an off day for you. So you do want to keep on your consistent timelines that you're on so that you have continuity in your life. You don't want to get into a timeline that, you know, it's just being materialized as you take your foot forward and touch the ground, and you find out that, you know, your foot dropped an extra half an inch or so, or maybe you stumbled on something, and then you look behind you and wonder, what did I get my foot caught on, you know? And nothing is there, and you stumbled. That's because the timeline wasn't created yet. So you want to be on the timeline that you're secure with, which would probably be the one on, you know, the night before, I would assume. So back to you, Kathy.
People in the fast chat are saying that they're really enjoying this healing time at the on the Creation Light Ship. They felt the white light go through them, vibrate through them. The crystals vibrated through them for very healing energy. Someone also saw the gold disc, which we call the orange light, before you even mentioned it. Marcia saw the yellow birds, Amy and PD and Walter, Bart, Betty, Lewis, they were all enjoying it so much. Lewis thought he was levitating in the room and wondered if you could explain a little bit about that.
Well, he might be feeling the energy on the light ship that happened instantly. I have a link in front of me. It says The Watchers, W-A-T-C-H-E-R-S, and that's where these fireballs are. So I don't know. Maybe it's The Watchers. Boy, there's something else on it here. Dot. Ad or. Boy. ADORRAELI.com. But anyway, this might help you. So. You're probably sensing a lot of stuff happening. And remember, just keep on those timelines that are consistent to you. I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. Maybe we can go into that question a little bit deeper, maybe.
The question about the fireballs?
Yeah, if you want to talk about that. Anybody have any comments?
It looked like people were had gotten a link from Doris. Thank you, Doris. Maybe a different link than the one you have, Ron, but the one you were talking about says that the fireballs were reported all over the world, Sweden, Netherlands, Russia, Japan, and Cuba. And then someone else mentioned one in California. But they're all over. So people are looking at the link now, I think. So maybe they'll put some comments. Parker says that the light being on the monitor is very active right now.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
Yeah,
what you got to remember, too, is that even though the Earth is round and we think that these fireballs are coming into different locations on this round planet. Remember, your timelines are not necessarily round. And so when you think of somebody living somewhere, you're kind of assuming that maybe, we'll just say somebody in the land down under, right, in Australia or someplace, right, you think that they're kind of opposite you, you know, on the planet, say 180 degrees away from you, you know, straight down. Well, on the timelines, they're all parallel. So these, you know, alien invasion energies could be right next to you on a different timeline. So you could be sitting and viewing, you know, your timeline, and you could have the one that would be even from Australia next to you. And so people are talking about these things happening, and all you're seeing is the aliens going from one timeline to another, jumping, being terminated. So you are seeing timeline changes. So, you know, when you think about the planet being round, well, that's just the planet. But the timelines are not round. They're all parallel to each other. That's why you have tangent parallel timelines, or the tangency is how they intersect one to the other. But they're not round. They're all parallel to each other, parallel timelines. That's why you get parallel lives. And so you could be viewing another country's timelines adjacent to yours, but it's not going to be round. So this might make your mind really kind of get confused slightly, but it's another way of looking at it. Because things that happen on timelines, they can be jumped back and forth. So, and, you know, copy and paste it. And so that's not going to be something that's going to be in a circle, but they're showing you things on, you know, on the globe here, different locations. They have Japan, Russia, Cuba, U.S., et cetera. And these timelines are parallel, but on the planet it's circular. So you're just viewing somebody's input from a different country, and you may think that, wow, there's something going on over there and over here, and how can that be happening? Well, it's just on timelines. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for the explanation. There's some questions that came to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'm going to read a few to you. First, there's a compliment here from Joyce. She says her vision has greatly improved since doing the Galactic Federation clearing every day. And she also received her activated pictures of the light beings, and the difference in her home is like night and day. The house is quiet. There's a very deep sense of peace and calm and much more. And she feels much more serenity. She says, words just don't do it justice. Thank you so much, Ron.
Yeah, it feels very light to me. That's great. Wonderful, Joyce.
And you mentioned about something in the aliens in Florida. You mentioned that a little bit earlier. The question came in asking you to explain what you meant by Alien Central, your comment about aliens in South Florida. Where in Florida? I guess this person lives there, wants a little protection.
I'd probably be near the bottom there, you know, bottom of Florida.
You mean like by Miami?
I would say probably in that area, yeah, because you have the Bermuda Triangle there, and a lot of the people that are very wealthy go there, and very possibly, you know, they're connected to different aliens, or at least shapeshifters or something. So that's kind of what I'm sensing. And so if you're not exactly in South Florida all the way down, well, if you are, you might just look to see if the different people that come there look a little different. So that's kind of what I'm saying, because they're probably more of a truly alien species. So I believe Southern Florida is where it's like the busiest tourist place in the world. And that's probably because of the alien connections there and people trying to and do their intel from one group to the other there. So back to you, Kathy.
Next question. Mentioning the Galactic Federation clearing, that free clearing that's on the website now on the left side. A question about it. Please clarify if it can be done for others.
I think it'd be best for you to have them come on the website and do it themselves. So I would say for that one, probably not. But people have to be responsible to understand what's happening to them. And the main reason is, let's just say that a person goes to church and prays to some energy outside of themselves, like they always do. And then, you know, you do the clearing for them, and they go, oh, man, God was good to me. I went to church for the first time. Jesus is helping me out, getting this stuff off of me, you know. And they'll think that is something else. So, no, you got to be responsible for themselves and come onto the website and have them do it. If they don't get it, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if they don't understand what we're doing or don't even want to understand, that's the way humanity is. So I'll do a clearing here for the Galactic Federation. So let's see if anybody wants to put in some names of the energies out there that's around, and we'll just see how you feel. So we'll get some things on the website here. So just type in your alien race that's probably been bugging you, and we'll do a clearing for them as a Galactic Federation member. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, I was just reading the fast chat here, and I thought maybe we could get a clearing now for fear of the unknown, an emotional body clearing, please.
Okay. Yeah, the unknown is a big place. Here we go. So fear energy of the unknown, so clearing that away. Just think of what's bothering you to bring that issue up. Here we go. So one, two, 3, 4, and 5, that's released. There we go. And think of another fear of the unknown. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And back to you, Kathy.
Thank you very much. I felt a little bit of a heat wave there. So let me check the CLS questions real quick. In the meantime, just some announcements. Ron will resume his intensives. That's a physical intensive where we go on the Creation Lightship for 8 hours. It will resume tomorrow, February 17th, and again next Sunday, the 24th of February, for those who are registered. And if you're not registered and you still want to go, you can. And the next session for next month will resume on March 2nd. That's a Saturday. Also, you may want to check into Ron's conference calls for decloning, entity removal, and energetic cording release. And then on Wednesday, he has a conference call, which involves going up to the light ship for some more healing and water activation, that peaceful, restful sleep water, plus all kinds of other waters, one for each day, 1 through 7, with special light codes for your body for each day. It's really great. So there's plenty of opportunity to go to the light ship. Okay, well, one more question that came over CLS questions. The person who asked about what your comment regarding Alien Central in Florida would like to know a little bit about how to protect themselves. They're going to visit family there.
I would just do the shrink wrap, probably. That'd be your best, I think. Just do the shrink wrap and make sure that you're on the timeline where you are living, you know, before you leave
there. Okay. Can you please say those words out loud, Ron, what they would do for the shrink wrap?
Yeah, just take your body energy and pull it right to your body. And to tell your body to do that. It's no problem.
Just command your body to shrink wrap.
Bring your body body energy right to your body.
Okay, that's good. Also, how about some of the free clearings, Ron, that you have on your website, such as the satellite timeline crash, where they can put their name there and get free of some of the tracking?
Yeah, that one always helps, yeah. Definitely do that.
Yes. So for anyone who's concerned, please do look at Ron's clearings on the left side under sample healings, and there's plenty of things there to ensure, you know, you have some options. And if you don't have a computer, then you can walk around saying body shrink wrap. That helps in a crowd as well, and if you're not traveling as well, just any day, all day. Okay, so I think some people are asking about doing the Ashtar command, Ron, for that alien race to I think you were going to timeline crash them for the Galactic Federation.
Yeah, we'll do that here. So just kind of see what it's like here. And here we go. Taking off the Ashtar command energy from everybody listening. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see here. Let's do the Palladians here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have Syrians. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How about the grays? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's just do just a blanket clearing here. And this is how they connect to you. They could be coming through maybe a church that you went to in the past if you did go to church, and you don't know what alien race is there. So we'll just take, in fact, if you were typically baptized, let's take that energy off of you. That's from the spiritual hierarchy, I'm sure, having that energy come to you. So 1, 2, remember you're hooked up to some alien race at that church. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe if you're Catholic or something, you may have had communion. Let's take that energy off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the Arcturians. 1, 2, 3, 4, wow, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And actually, they have a spiritual hierarchy, and that would probably be what you know as the masters here, as they duplicated, replicated those in the land of darkness, the light of the darkness. So we'll take away the energy of, well, let's do the Orions first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So spiritual hierarchy, everybody. Let's do Light of the Darkness, Archangel Michael, that everybody seems to know about. Here we go, taking that energy off you. Brought to you by the Galactic Federation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do Saint Germain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll take off the energy of Melchizedek. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the Metatron energy, that's really bad. There's people doing Metatronic type of attunements and things. Very, very bad. So here we go. Taking this off of you. This is another Galactic Federation ploy here to connect people to their spiritual hierarchy to zap you with abductions, etc. The Metatron energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, pretty heavy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the reptilians here. 1, 2, whatever race they would be, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And naturally, the light of the darkness, Jesus, that's in all the churches that people pray to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I have Katumi here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there's probably one other one out there. This would be your choice here. So think of one of those alien critters that are out there. Could be one of the saints that you believe in or something. Light of the Darkness saint that was replicated, used to be true light, and then they took it into their system, into the Galactic Federation, which is the Light of the Darkness, and then you get zapped and hooked up. So here we go. Mother Mary, that's a good one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we have St. Francis of Assisi. So here we go. Get rid of his energies. Light of the Darkness energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, these are all beings that could have been from light once upon a time. They left, and then the spiritual hierarchy got a hold of them and put them into the light of the darkness. So they were light, and they put them in the light of the darkness through the Galactic Federation. This is what's hooked up to you, everybody. And then you're dealing with that energies. And this is where you get your abductions and everything else happening to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I got the Andromedans here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And tied into that, too, is Jehovah. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that one's very heavy, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. Okay. Back to you, Kathy.
That was pretty heavy for me, especially the baptism and the communion and all that. My face is really hot, and it looks like other people are having quite dramatic reactions, even though some of us have done the Galactic Federation clearing several times.
So that's a free clearing for everybody, so get on that and get these aliens off of you. Remember, they come through any way they can to, you know, to give you whatever they need to do. We got Larry here asking for, looks like Raphael, one of the archangels here, archangels from the light of the darkness. We got beings from Nibiru. We'll get rid of those right now. And hard to read here, but here we go. These two we'll get rid of. One, two, three. Oh, and Buddha and Kuan Yin. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. If you happen to have these pictures or icons around you, maybe you have it around on your altar, it should be pretty much hopefully neutralized. If not, you want to do the object clearing on the website. It's only $1 to take away the alien control over that picture, which is being used to abduct you and whatever else they're doing. So that's the mind control pattern. So that's available if you wish to have your objects cleaned, cleared, and put back into source energy, which is peace. So I guess our show's coming to a close here. Thank you, everybody. Probably see you tomorrow on the 8-hour call, getting rid of alien critters. And maybe we'll do some time of that for the Galactic Federation clearing also to get these things off of you. So thank you, Kathy, and I'll just sign off here. Blessings, everybody.